Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. Seems like we are creeping ever closer to the potential for a military strike in Syria. Alan, President Obama at an economic summit in St. Petersburg, Russia, with the specter of dealing with world leaders. And of course, as you mentioned yesterday, Putin. And what will he do?
David, this is a very dangerous time for the world and for the president in terms of his politics and his leadership, and there is widespread dissidence in the land. I mean, I think that there are many people who think this is a very bad idea to announce a punishment and go ahead. There are those people, and I've been meeting them, who believe we have to do it, because if we don't do it, the lid is off on future gas attack in Syria by Assad. But I think that the people of this country are not yet convinced. And so what we have is a huge push by the administration and by the people who are going up to Congress and testifying that this needs to be done. Personally, I'm not convinced. But then the real question is, how much does anybody know about what is really going on? For example, as you just suggested, there is the question of Putin. If this guy believes this gas attack, and I think he's got to now, and he's got all those people in Syria, I read 50,000 Russians there. You know, what we have is whether Putin will say, okay, if I make a guarantee to the president that this isn't going to happen and that Assad has agreed to this, maybe this becomes much like the Cuban Missile Crisis, in which at the last minute this attack is avoided. But who knows? I mean, I think one of the big issues in a democracy is what we know. And if the CIA knows and the NSA knows, you know, and all these people know, but the people in the country don't, then how are we going to possibly instruct our leaders in terms of what we want to happen?
Meantime, of course, we see the Senate Foreign Relations Committee voted narrowly to okay limited military force. Big division there.
Big division and the shackles on the president. You can do it for just so long. I mean, it looks like the president, who has made the point, I didn't have to go to Congress, but I think he did, because I think he was in a place where public opinion was not yet with him. But once he went to them, they treated him with absolute limitations on how much he would be allowed to do and how long it would take to do it. And then he had to get out and no boots on the ground. And they too, especially the Republicans and many Democrats, are basically saying, hey, I was elected by people. I wasn't elected by the president, and I'm going to do what the people want me to.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Shana Tova, Alan.
Shana Tova, David.